Professionals of every trade or profession have certain tricks of the trade that they learn as they go, and then they pass them on to the younger members. And the priesthood is no different. The priesthood, we pass on these tricks of the trade to one another. And one of those is, if Christmas falls on a Saturday, the deacon preaches on Sunday. But for churches that don't have deacons, the priest is allowed to preach a short homily. So here we go. What did you get for Christmas? I finally got my shoes. They came in the mail. They were a gift from my parents, so I got my new kicks. I'm wearing them today. I also got from Father Johnson, who lives at the rectory with me, a special gift, a Cuisinart ice cream maker, which is, yeah, I think I'll get a lot of use out of that this year. Coincidentally, I gave my parents a Ninja ice cream maker, because ice cream is pretty hot in the Van Hoos household, if you couldn't tell. So there'll be a lot of ice cream in our homes this year. I also gave another gift, a friend of mine. She had twin daughters this fall, and she has two other children, and so the twins are my newest godchildren. So I gave the mom a sweatshirt, and it says, "Straight Outta Energy." Thought that was fitting for her. She's had some sleepless nights this fall. But Christmas is about gifts, right? It's about giving gifts and receiving gifts. If you watched my Advent videos that I put out in these last 4 weeks, in one of those videos, I talked about gifts and explicitly what we do when we practice our faith, specifically in the Mass. When I come to Mass, what is it that I come to do? It's twofold. I come to receive, certainly. I think many of you come to Mass on Sundays and holy days to receive. We know that we're in need of God's grace, and so we come here for that grace, for that communion. But I can't receive unless I've first given. It's this twofold nature of why we worship and why we practice our faith, both to receive and to give. And so in the Mass, we come to make a special gift. And every person comes to do this. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, each of us comes to Mass to give a gift. And each of you comes specifically with different gifts to give, different things that are on your heart, individuals, prayer intentions, joys and sorrows. Each of you comes with specific things, but if we lumped it all together, what is the gift that we come to give at Mass collectively? We call it sacrifice. That's what we come to give to the Lord. We come to sacrifice things that are important to us, things that are on my heart, individuals, intentions, circumstances. Each of those becomes part of the sacrifice of the Mass. Even in the Mass, I have a dialogue with you. I say, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. And then you have a response talking about your sacrifice. And so the Mass involves all of the faithful. It involves all of us in that sacrificial offering. The word sacrifice could just be defined as a sacred or a holy gift, a sacred, a holy offering. It's what we bring to the Lord, those greatest things of my life. And it's a sacrifice because sometimes I want to hold on to them. You know, I'm only sacrificing something if there's some desire to keep it. And so it's a desire for me to keep this thing that's sacred and holy to me, but I'm going to sacrifice it and place it here on the altar. I'm going to place it within the sacrifice of Jesus that the ordained priest offers to the Father. That's what the Mass is. It's this holy exchange, and we're all involved. The ordained priest offers the sacrifice in a special way, but the baptized priests, and each of you are baptized priests, we're baptized priest, prophet, king. We bring those sacrifices, we bring those holy things of our lives, and we bring them to the Father. And that's what a family does. A family, I think, could be defined as a school of sacrifice, a school of love, and love only comes by sacrifice. That's what a family does. We teach one another and we encourage one another by our sacrifices. Fathers, mothers, children, no one is excluded from this act. And we hear it in our scriptures today. In that first book of Samuel, you hear the story of a father, a mother, and a child. The father's Elkanah, the mother's Hannah, and the child is Samuel. And each comes to the temple today to sacrifice. We hear that Elkanah sacrifices the bull that his wife Hannah brought. Hannah brings the bull. She also brings some wine and some flour. And so Hannah brings this gift. Her husband Elkanah sacrifices it. And then their son Samuel actually becomes part of the sacrifice too. We hear at the end that Hannah leaves Samuel in the temple. She gives him away to Eli, to the church, and says, now you can do with him what you wish and teach him of the ways of God and teach him about sacrifice. Now, before you get any good ideas, you're not allowed to leave your children at Mass today. But you did bring them here to teach them about sacrifice, just like Hannah and Elkanah taught their son Samuel about sacrifice by bringing him to the temple. It's the same or a similar story in the gospel too. It's the family that comes to the temple, Mary, Joseph, Jesus. All three are found in the temple worship, in the temple sacrifice. It's the father, it's the mother, it's the son. And each are involved here. Sacrifice isn't just for ordained priests. Sacrifice isn't just for fathers who work at jobs or to put meat on the table. Sacrifice isn't just for mothers and grandmothers. Sacrifice isn't just for children. It's for the whole family. And so that's a simple message for each of us to receive today as we meditate on these mysteries of the Holy Family, that we ought to think, when I come to Mass, what is it that I bring? What is it that's holiest in my life, that's most sacred, that I may even want to keep? And how is the Lord inviting me to incorporate it here into this holy sacrifice of the Mass? So as fathers, mothers, children, as members of the family of God, together let us worship today. Let us sacrifice all those things that we treasure and offer them to the Father.